Dive deep with us into the trenches of professional sports. From the electric charge of the hardwood to icy battles, the strategic plays, and to the global passion, we cover it all where no sport is left behind.
Join your hosts, Justin Williams, and myself, Nee Wallace Bruce, as we break down game strategies, dissect play performances, and give you the insider scoop on what's happening both on and off the field of play. We are the Pro Sports Podcasters. Make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Welcome back to the Pro Sports Podcasters. I am your co-host, Mr. Neil Bruce, but I'm flying solo today because sometimes you get to go it alone. That's just how life is sometimes. But we appreciate you listening. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. If you really appreciate what we're doing here in the Pro Sports Podcasters, make sure you leave a review, subscribe, tell a friend. It helps us out, and it's just good karma. Speaking of good things, we've got a guest joining us from West Virginia. He's a basketballer. He plays in TBL in the States, which has a Canadian connection. So you're going to want to keep listening to find out more about that. But it is none other than Mr. Jalen Reed. Jalen, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. It's spring. It's warmer weather. I know that you're in the swing of the season with your team. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's been going for you.
Yeah, it's been going good, man. So I play for a team in Winchester, Virginia. They're called the Virginia Valley Vipers. And this year it's been pretty good. We're currently 5-3 at the moment. Our record could be better, but I feel like as a team we're starting to gel a little bit more, and there's a coach. They got a new coach this year. He played in the NBA. His name's Lester Connor. Played in the NBA, coached in the NBA. So we're in good hands, and I'm excited for the future.
As you should be, because yeah, like you said, you're 5-3, and as the TBL is on the up and up, it does have a connection to Canada, because from time to time there is like a, I guess you could say, a crossover event where teams from TBL play against teams in the Basketball Super League, which some of our listeners may formerly have known it as the National Basketball League of Canada. So I think it's really cool that we're seeing competition on both sides of the border. I think that's good for players who are coming up to have that competition and just to play against different styles of basketball. How have you found the season so far? Again, you have a winning record, but I guess you got to be consistent, right? That winning record doesn't happen by accident.
Yes. Got to stay consistent, and I think for our team, we have all the right pieces. We just got to come and put it together. And I think one of our issues is we need to start playing all four quarters. We like to maybe like turn it up one quarter and then we kind of let go a little bit the next. We gotta have our foot on the gas the whole game, and I think we'll be straight, man, because like I said, we got all the pieces to win games. So I think moving forward, that's what we have to do, is to not let our foot off the gas.
For sure. And how would you describe Coach Connor's style? You mentioned that he had some NBA experience. What is he been in like in the locker room?
Oh, he's really good. He's a really good coach. For us, I think he likes us to push the tempo on the court. He likes us to run, and of course, he's a big defensive guy. So I think in the league, yeah, his it's funny, his nickname is actually Lester the Molester. So it's a weird nickname, but I guess you're doing something if you're getting a nickname in the NBA, you know. And I guess it's for his defense and stuff like that, but his coaching style is very, I think it's very good, and we're in good hands with him.
For sure. Now, I guess he's mostly very hands on with a nickname like that. He's very involved. Now, speaking of hands on, you run the guard position. Would you say you're more of a point shooting guard, combo guard? What's your preferred guard style?
I would say I'm a combo guard. I can bring the ball up. I feel like if I'm put in the position to play point guard, I could play that. But like throughout all my basketball career, I have played shooting guard. So I really feel comfortable with that because I like to shoot the ball. That's one of my main strong suits. So, I think I could play both, but I'm a shooting guard at heart.
Shoot. Now, you touched on your playing career. I believe you went to college at Wesleyan. Did you also spend some time in Europe? Is that correct? Playing in Portugal, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. Yes. So, after West Virginia Wesleyan, I played a JUCO year at South Plains College. And then after that, I ended up... I wanted to play pro, so I ended up sending a lot of my film overseas and stuff like that. And a coach in Portugal took a liking to me, so that's how that came about. And yeah, that was a great experience, man. I played for Beira-Mar in Portugal.
Wow, Beira-Mar! I know them from football, from the soccer. So they're a proud club. Now, Portugal, do they play under FIBA rules in terms of basketball?
Yes, FIBA rules.
Right. So what was that like as an adjustment? Did you obviously defenders can stay in the key for 3 seconds? There's a few other nuances. What was that adjustment like coming from the U.S. system?
I wouldn't say the rules. I don't necessarily think it really altered how I played and how the game was really looked at for me, but I think like a couple things, like I think when you shoot the ball and it goes over the backboard, it's still in play. Like you can still play with it. In the States, you can't do that. But I think for me, I am very like adaptable to new things. So I don't think it was that hard to move over to the FIBA rules.
Nice. Stay in the game for a while, at least that's my observation with those who have had longer careers than others. What do you think of, you watch the NBA, today's NBA?
Yeah, I watch a little bit of it.
What do you think of today's game? It seems to be a lot more focused on spacing. The days of having a back to the court center, like Dwight Howard, they seem to be over.
Hopefully it
comes back, but the game has changed. It was smaller for a little while, but it seems like it's getting bigger. What's your take on that, and how does that affect basketball overall?
Yeah, I think how you're saying, like, it's getting bigger, like, especially like with Wimby coming in. That man's he's another animal, man. He can shoot from three. He can post. He can block. He can really do everything. But, like, as far as today's NBA, like, you always hear a lot of talk about, like, there's no defense, and that's why guys are scoring 60 points, 70 points, 50 points. They're scoring a lot more in the NBA than they used to because they're saying that there's no defense and it's less physical and all that. But I still enjoy watching it. I mean, I still enjoy watching the NBA. The style of play is, I mean, obviously it's very fast paced, very physical. But yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you have a favorite NBA team?
Yes, the Celtics. The Celtics, number one in the East.
No wonder you're enjoying watching it today's NBA. The first team to clinch a playoff spot, they've already clinched the one seed, and it's not even Easter weekend. So my question to you is this: as a Celtics fan, that's all well and good that they're one in the East, they're running the table in the conference, they've locked up their division. But riddle me this, Jalen.
Okay.
Can they handle their business in the postseason? Are you trusting them to go through the four rounds and get it done and get to the finals and win the finals?
True, I think so, man. Like, the record shows it all right now. And I think, what is their record? I think they only lost, like, it's something crazy. It's like 13 games, or I don't know what it is, but
definitely about
50. Yeah, so I think going into the postseason, I think they'll do pretty good. I think the team that's going to give them the most trouble, like moving like forward, is probably the Nuggets. But yeah, I think our team is solid. Like we got all the pieces: Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Holiday with the defense, Derek White, a hustle player, every player. Peyton Pritchard, can't forget about Pritchard. And we got Porzingis, man. Like, I think we can win this whole thing for real.
I gotta agree with you on PP, man. Peyton Pritchard is underrated. Like, when he comes starts, when he comes off the bench, the way he just shoots the ball. I know you appreciate him as a shooting guard yourself. Someone who doesn't mind shooting. It's an art, and he's definitely made it look very nice when he's on the court.
Yes.
Now, I must admit, being in Toronto, we don't normally talk about Boston teams for as long as we have, but somehow I managed that. But let's switch back. Let's switch back to your own team. What's Coach Connor's outlook for the team? What's he looking to achieve with you and the Vipers this season? It's a title, right?
Yes. Yes, obviously, he talks about it all the time, like him being a NBA coach, him coaching in the NBA. I think he has like a Hall of Fame plaque at Oregon State as well. Like, with all those accolades, there's like a huge target on our backs, and people are coming after us. They want to beat us. So I think how we deal with that is just working hard every day, and we know that as a team because he tells us that. So just working hard every day and getting ready to defeat all these teams, man, because we have some good teams in the league for sure. But I think if we just continue to listen to what Coach Connor's telling us, we'll be straight for real.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And the regular season runs from March to May. For those of you listening, Jalen, when can our listeners watch the TBL games?
You can all watch it on TBL TV, TBL.TV. Purchase the season pass for about $40, or you can watch a singular game for about $6. So, yeah, TBL TV, tune in, man. Tune in.
Oh, we will. We will. As I said, we've got that keen interest seeing how the league develops, having got a little bit of a taste of it last season. Now, it runs from the spring, from March to May. There will be a postseason after that, but, I mean, the postseason's not forever. What do you know what you're going to be doing in the late summer, fall season after the TBL finishes?
Not really too far ahead, but obviously after this season, I'm looking to continue playing professional, whether that's overseas or in the States. But yeah, that's probably. But obviously, this summer, getting a lot of work in for sure, improving on a lot of things, and then getting ready for the next season.
Yeah, for sure. That's preparation is key, and that's got me thinking, because I know that we with March Madness on at the moment. Everyone's talking about that, the games. Going from being a collegiate athlete to a professional, what was that like? Most people talk about the conditioning, you know, putting on size and that kind of thing, but what are some things that maybe we non-athletes may not have thought about when it comes to that transition from being a student athlete to a pro?
I think a lot of people don't think about, like, the IQ it takes in these professional games. Like, it's a lot faster. Dudes are a lot bigger. So it's like you got the physical game, but you also have to have a strong mental game as well. Like, you know, the saying, the game is what, like 75% mental or 90% mental or something like that. It's like, gotta have the mental there, and you gotta, I think one of the biggest things is, though, like the biggest thing from college to pro is the size, and because you gotta understand, a lot of people are a lot much older in the pros than when you're in college. You got guys that are maybe like the oldest age is what, 24, something like that, 23. But when you go into the pros, you got the 36. They've been lifting weights for a lot longer. They've been on the floor for a lot longer. So, really, you gotta come in and show what you can do right away when you come to the pros for real.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that. Not only with hoops, but also with football. That you're going from playing with boys to playing with men, and not only that, but men who are earning a paycheck, who are feeding their family, so it's not good for them if they just throw you aside in the field of play. But one thing that's interesting to me is the diet. I know that in college, different pros, like the, I believe you guys have like, do you guys, as a team, do you meet for meals and stuff like that on game day when you're practicing?
We don't meet. But coach has really instilled us, like, he even told us, like, during tryouts and stuff like that, like, he told us before tryouts, make sure you're conditioning, make sure you're eating good, like stay away from the fast food, obviously. Just eating healthy is so important. But yeah, Coach Connor instilled that in us to eat healthy for the season, man, because your health is your wealth, especially when you're an athlete, man. You got to take care of yourself. And it's funny because, like, maybe we have like late practices all the time. So he's like, When I'm done with practice, I got me an orange banana right there waiting for me in the car. So, like, he just instills for us to be healthy and eat the right things.
Yeah. I guess that's good leadership as well, the fact that he's not really saying it, but he's doing it as well. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Having a banana in the car at the ready, that's what you need. The oranges would be a little bit messy. I don't think I want to be eating an orange in the car, especially after practice. I know I'd make a mess, and I wouldn't want to do that. If I'm not mistaken, you just started driving a car. Is that right?
You said what? I just what?
You just got yourself a set of wheels?
Oh, no. That was, are you talking about the story I posted on my Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, no. That was my first car back in 2017 or something like that. It was a Ford Focus, yeah. Pretty old joint, but it got me around.
Hey, as long as it gets you from A to B and back to A again, that's what you want.
Exactly.
That's what you want in a vehicle. But why don't you tell the audience where they can find your work on social media? Because you're quite prolific from what I've seen. You're everywhere.
Right. On Instagram, you can find me _.jreed. I got about almost 500,000 followers on there. And then on TikTok, you can follow me @JalenReed7. I have 1.3 million followers on there. And then YouTube, me and my wife has a couples channel. You can follow us at Jay and Liz. Go ahead, subscribe to that channel. We're trying to blow up on there. So, and then Snapchat, you can just look up Jalen Reed. We everywhere.
Yeah, you're out there, you're everywhere. Now, okay, Snapchat, I feel like Snapchat's probably past that. It's probably too late for that one, but maybe I can TikTok go.
TikTok, man, TikTok's been fake with my views recently. I remember back in the day, I used to post, and it was like, I would get like 200K, a milli the next video, then 500K the next video, then 100K the next video. That's back when the algorithm was doing its thing. Now, they don't want to see your brother win.
Yeah, it's like that, isn't it? You're just going to keep working, man. Keep working, keep winning.
Exactly.
Work around it. Just like a shooting gun on the throw it up, work around it. Find a way.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I just keep posting. I try to post as much as possible.
Would you say that's the key to success on said platforms?
I would say post as much as possible, but also be consistent. And also, if you look at your analytics, it kind of shows you when your followers are active and stuff like that. So you also have to pay attention to that. But I would say, yeah, being consistent and posting, because you want to stay relevant in this kind of stuff in the social media world. You want to kind of stay relevant. And if you're really trying to like get somewhere with social media, you got to stay relevant and continue to post. So that's more eyes on you.
Sure. Is timing important, would you say?
Timing, I feel like on different platforms, it's different. So, like, TikTok, I feel like it doesn't matter when you post, per se. But I used to have, like, a schedule joint. I used to post at, like, 3 p.m. every day. And then I would post at 7. Until that didn't work, so I just started posting randomly on TikTok. But I found on Instagram, it's, like, better to post at night sometimes. But, like, it really depends. Whatever works for you, because everybody's different. Everybody's social media is different.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, I think that's one thing that gets missed sometimes, that what works for Jalen might not work for me. And what works for me now,
exactly,
might not work for Jalen. So looking into those analytics is important. If you're listening, I definitely recommend doing that first. Check your ingredients, as they say. So, yeah, that's definitely great advice. Much appreciated, Jalen. Appreciate your time. Give our listeners something to look forward to for the rest of this TBL season, apart from you and your shooting game.
Okay. Well, another thing I wanted to say about the TBL, this is a great league because it's the first league to have a black-owned woman be like the head of it. So yeah, I don't remember her name right now. I'm sorry, but
I got you. Yes, Evelyn Madley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who?
Evelyn Madley.
Evelyn. Right? Yes. Evelyn. Yes. She's the first African American woman. So that's amazing on that part. But what was your question? I'm sorry, I went off topic.
No. That was good. I like that. That was unexpected. It was unplanned. But it worked well. So, for our listeners, Evelyn Magley is the owner of the TBL. And, yeah, Jalen, just before we wrap, what was something that our fans can look forward to as they watch the TBL for the rest of the season?
You can continue to watch. For us, trying to get this title, man, that's really the main goal. Getting the title with the guys. And just continuing to work hard, for me personally, can look forward to me hitting some threes for sure. And I think the season has been great so far, so I think it will continue to be great. So just tune in on TBL TV and you'll catch it all, man.
There we have it. I've been your host, Neil Spruce. Special thanks to Justin Williams, co-host, and our guest today, Janet Reed, who's here on behalf of Elite Global Athletes. Shout out to Marcus Reed as well. And you've been listening to another episode of the Pro Sports Podcasters.
Yes, sir.
And that's the game. We've reached full time on this episode of Pro Sports Podcasters. Your enthusiasm and support drive us forward, and for that, we're really grateful.
If you've enjoyed today's journey through the thrilling world of sports, please consider leaving us a review. Your feedback not only helps improve us, but also connects us to the community.
So don't forget to visit our website at prosportspodcasters.com
for exclusive content, episodes, and the latest updates in the realm of professional sports, where no sport is left behind.